Japan's ruling parties have agreed to lift a self-imposed ban on overseas military operations for the first time since the Second World War. The decision to change the constitution provoked a wave of protests. One man even went as far as you can see, was setting himself alight in protest. He's currently in hospital. The latest rally outside the Prime Minister's office in Tokyo attracted around 10,000 people. It led to clashes with police. The protesters criticised the government for failing to hold a referendum on expanding Japan's military ambitions.
This move by the Japanese Prime Minister to essentially change the constitution by fiat. We have two very powerful countries, China and Japan, and Japan has a military alliance with the United States. So if there's any kind of dust-up between Japan and China, then we're talking about two nuclear powers butting heads. And I'm a little surprised that people are not maybe more concerned about this situation than they are.
They have to have two-thirds majority from both houses, and then it will become a referendum for the people. What Abe has done has circumvented all of that and declared that his resolution can just reinterpret the Constitution, and that's a very dangerous power. Even if you agree with what he's doing, the process by which he's doing it is completely illegal.